Every April, as baseball season rolls around, I find myself seduced all over again by the language of the game, which is played not on any old field, but on a diamond. Just as on a 19th century family farm, the infield is close to home, and the outfields, all three, lie farther off. The object of every batter is to hit a fair ball safely, to be safe on a base, and eventually to get home safe. The language speaks of rondeur, completion. The lexicon is almost entirely metaphorical, and back when baseball was the true national pastime, the language of baseball defined, explained, and celebrated pretty much everything in American life. An easy pop fly is still a can of corn, evoking a 19th century general store. The proprietor would use a stick to knock cans off the highest shelf and catch them in his apron. A salesman can strike out with a big client. A great speech can be a home run, and life can always surprise you with a curveball. After his victory in the contentious presidential campaign of 1860, a Courier and Eye's political cartoon depicted Abraham Lincoln addressing his three unsuccessful opponents, Stephen A. Douglas, John Bell, and John C. Breckinridge. In his left hand, Lincoln wields a long bat made from a split fence rail. In his right, he hefts a baseball. Lincoln admonishes the losing candidates, "Gentlemen, if any of you should ever take a hand in another match at this game, remember that you must have a good bat and strike a fair ball to make a clean score and a home run." You don't just hit a baseball. A batter can drill, sizzle, sting, loft, sky, slice, punch, belt, slam, tap, or just dribble it. I have a whole notebook page filled up with verbs for batting a ball. The game is about nuance, shades and degrees, timing, and the language reflects that. It's the one team sport I know of in which the player, not the ball, scores, and the defense controls the ball. Every player has to perform individually as a batter and collectively in the field. A player can bunt, walk, run, hit, steal, and score. A batter and a runner on third base can execute a squeeze play. A pitcher can mistakenly balk. A player can also make an error. Every action is tallied into an irrevocable statistic. And every so often, one player alone, the pitcher, can achieve a perfect game. But we are no longer a baseball nation. Our politics have been taken over by the lexicon of football. Block, tackle, rush, end run, punt, fourth and goal on the one-yard line, the Hail Mary pass, blitz. It's a more combative, violent lexicon. So I prefer to listen to baseball. Even on the radio, the language brings it alive in living color. A swing and a miss. That southpaw is throwing pills. Now comes the changeup. He slams a frozen rope off the wall in center. Now he's steaming around third, getting the green light from his coach and headed for home. And the most thrilling words follow the unmistakable crack of the bat. He got all of that one, and that ball is going, going, gone.